Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value. Welcome to Ask Amy from What Fresh Hell Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. This week's question comes from Jacqueline on our Facebook group. Our Facebook group, if you're not already there, is facebook.com/whatfreshhellcast. Jacqueline asked, "What's the best advice for the monsters under my bed phase? My three-year-old is worse than he was as a newborn. He's waking me up 30 times at night. If I ignore him, he will scream and cry, then come into our room, and I could let him sleep with us, but he doesn't sleep when he is in our bed, and neither do we. So I tried to put a bed for him on the floor in our room, but then he kept asking for more items, water, blankets, pillows, etc. Help." Okay, we got to fix this, right, Jacqueline? We got to get both of you sleeping again. I have been through this. I had a kid with a Edward Scissorhands in the closet phase, which I'll explain in a moment. But the solution is best found, I think, in a scientific theory that I first read about in Dr. Jonathan Karp's book, The Happiest Toddler on the Block. Great book. You probably have it already. If not, definitely get it. Dr. Karp talked in this book about a scientific theory that I'd never heard before called ontogeny recapitulates phylogeny. It sounds very complicated, but once you get it, it's totally simple. This is a theory. It hasn't been proven, but it's a theory that the stages that an embryo undergoes as it's developing are actually a chronological replay of that species' past evolutionary forms. In other words, the growth of an individual of a species actually repeats the stages of evolution of that entire species. So how does this apply to toddlers? Well, Dr. Karp sort of posits that our kids have developmental stages that mirror the stages of evolution, so that a 12 to 18 month old is, you know, kind of a chimpanzee. And then an 18 to 24 month old is kind of a caveman. And then from 2 to 3, they're kind of, you know, early civilization. And then by the time they're 3 to 4, they're up to like sort of the Middle Ages in sort of human evolution. This is a very helpful way to think about kids and how they develop, because it helps you understand how to help them. Like when you think about somebody who was alive during the Middle Ages, they thought that vampires were real, right? They wore garlic around their necks and they had stakes that they would, you know, carry around looking for vampires. Like they thought they were real, and there wasn't anybody around them then because humanity had not evolved enough to say, that's not real. Monsters aren't real. Instead, they took action that they felt protected themselves, these talismans, even if they weren't actually protective at all. So in the case of my daughter, we had a family movie night where we watched Edward Scissorhands, and you know, it's a pretty harmless movie, or so I thought. My daughter ended up being absolutely terrified of Edward Scissorhands, who, can I just underline, is a hero and the good guy of the movie, not to her. She was certain that Edward Scissorhands was going to come into her room at night, despite the fact that we live on a pretty tall floor of an apartment building. So I first tried to come at it by trying to explain to her that Edward Scissorhands is nice, and don't you want to watch the movie again? And no, I'm too scared. Okay. Then I tried to explain to her that Edward Scissorhands couldn't fly and couldn't get in through the window. Nope, that didn't work. That didn't work either. What worked was sitting down with her and using, you know, just crayons and paper and creating a guardian angel that would go by her bed. And she got to dictate what the guardian angel looked like, and we sort of drew it together. And of course, we gave her a beautiful dress and fabulous hair and a crown, because my daughter was very much into princesses at the time, so that helped. Your son might be into princesses. He might be more into Jake and the Neverland Pirates. Whatever it is that he likes, you can help him create a protective talisman, because he will buy that explanation of magic, fighting magic with magic, a lot more than he will your explanation, don't you see there's nothing there? I've heard of other people coming up with things like, here's a spray bottle full of water that's your anti-monster protection spray that you spray the bedspread with, that, you know, this is a special nightlight that has a dinosaur on it and monsters don't like dinosaurs, whatever it is that works. Rather than spending time trying to convince your kid that the things that they think are real aren't real, lean into that magic and use the magic to create something that will work for them. Now, there's a couple other things that might be waking your kid up, and of course you want to check those too. Make sure that the wet pull-up isn't waking them up and they might need a different kind of protection overnight. Make sure that there's not a radiator knocking that's waking him up and setting him off into this, although it doesn't sound that way if he does the same thing when he's in your room. Make sure it's dark and quiet in other ways. Make sure that there's not another reason he might be waking up that you might want to discuss with your pediatrician. But if it really is about the monsters stuff, I have found that using the toddler's magical beliefs where they are in their development is the best way to put an end to it. Jacqueline, I hope that helps. Let us know how it goes. Send us your parenting questions and we might answer yours next. Email us questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
Well, hey there, busy mama. Are you looking for ways to make your life easier, your home less chaotic, and at the same time, add more joy to your life? My name is Deanna Yates, and I'm the host of Wanna Be Clutter Free, a podcast all about letting go of the stuff we don't need in our lives so that we can focus on what truly matters. Don't worry, I'm not going to tell you to throw it all away or make you feel guilty about keeping something you love, no matter how many other people don't quite understand it. But I will give you practical and, more importantly, actionable advice so that you can make progress right away. And you won't just hear it from me. There are amazing guests too. It's like having your bestie in your pocket, telling you it's okay to let go of the things that are not serving you and your family in a totally non-judgmental way. So join me over on the podcast where we can work on progress over perfection for those of us that want to be clutter-free.
Margaret, it's an exciting news day.
An exciting news day indeed, Amy.
A few years ago, we launched our first spinoff podcast, Toddler Purgatory, hosted by the hilarious Blair Brooks and Molly Lloyd.
And guess what? Now Blair and Molly are back with their all-new podcast, Unsticking It.
You know Blair and Molly as two busy moms and actors, and somewhere between potty training and the pandemic, they both felt like they lost their creative kaboom.
In their new podcast, Unsticking It, they are going to talk about how all of us can get back to what lights us up after motherhood. Amy, I need this.
Me too. And Blair and Molly will be talking to fellow imaginative minds. We're talking actors, artists, and creators of all kinds about how we can all unstick ourselves from whatever muck we're stuck in.
Follow, subscribe, and listen to Unsticking It wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Unsticking It with Blair and Molly, because sometimes life sucks.